said that for 2014 he wanted to either get into the top 20 or get into a Grand Slam final. You achieved the top 20 by February and the Grand Slam final by July. So instead of lying on the beach for 6 months, have you reassessed what you want to do for the rest of the year?
Yeah, it is true. I had those goals in the back of my mind. So, you know, as soon as you achieve them, you, without even realizing, you set higher ones. You know, after making top 20 in the back of my head, I was like, okay, I want to get to top 10. And, you know, now I you know, the next step is top 5. And it's just slowly about building. You know, it's, I don't want to worry too much about specific ranking goals, but, you know, it's motivating to see your number improve and things like that. But, you know, I just want to be a better tennis player by the end of the year, and, you know, I've been working hard, so I think I can achieve that.
Is getting to Singapore in the back of your mind?
For sure. You know, I was lucky enough to go earlier this year to promote the year-end championships, so to be able to do that and then make it at the end of the year would be an amazing thing, and I would be really excited to go.
What is this week going to be like for you? I mean, you know, you've played here before, but never as a top 10 player, never with expectations.
Well, it's going to be really busy, clearly. I'm just really excited. You know, it's going to be my first match since Wimbledon, so I'm going to, you know, I haven't played that many matches, so I'm not going to be too hard on myself, but I'm going to give it my all and, you know, enjoy playing in front of my home crowd.
Did you, after Wimbledon, you played so well there and you apologized after the final, and I wondered, in the coming days, did you come to view it differently, and is it anything that you can apply to this tournament?
Well, I was just, you know, disappointed to lose in the final. I'm very tough on myself, so I expect a lot, and I think I could have done better, but it was just a huge learning experience in the end for me. And, you know, after a couple of days, I was able to reflect, and I thought I played a good 2 weeks, and I was proud of myself for that, for sure. But, you know, coming so close to achieving a dream just really motivated me more. So I'm really excited to kind of finish the year strong, and we'll see what happens.
Do you have an idea why you've played, you've had such good results in the biggest venues, Grand Slam?
Well, I love playing in front of crowds. I love the big tournaments, and, you know, at the end of the day, it's for entertainment for the fans. So when the fans are there, it's just really exciting to play. And, you know, I've dreamed about playing at such big tournaments for a decade now, so it's just really exciting for me to get to those big moments and just try, you know, show how well I can play.
You talked about your learning experience. What did you learn from it? What did you feel like that you had to work on?
Well, I think I wasn't overwhelmed by the moment, but I could have maybe, you know, taken a bit more time and really tried to impose my game more. You know, she was really controlling the points and didn't give me much chance, so there wasn't too much I could do, but if I could have maybe, you know, shifted the tempo a little bit and kind of just tried anything to stay in the match. You know, I tried my best and I tried to play my game, but at the end of the day, she still played really well.
In a tournament like this in your hometown, do you feel like any other time you stay in a hotel or do you stay home?
I'm in a hotel, yeah. I just want to stay focused and, you know, play like a normal tournament. You know, I'm always in hotels, so just trying to keep the same routine because, you know, that's where I feel the most comfortable is with that consistency.
Is Nick here this week?
How do you not get overwhelmed by this? You said it's going to be a very busy week. How do you maintain any kind of composure in the face of all of this?
Well, it's having a good balance. You know, I love talking to you guys, but I won't be here for 3 hours. You know, I'll talk to you for a bit and then go practice. So it's about having the right balance of getting the most important work in on the court and then, you know, having a bit of free time to do other activities off the court. But, you know, it's all about enjoying it as well. You know, it's a privilege to be able to do this. And, you know, if you guys want to talk to me, that means I've done okay so far. So, you know, I'm just happy about it.
How is your knee?
My knee?
Yeah.
It's good now. Thank you for asking.
You heard what you did for the Westmount house. What's your relationship with Westmount, and what kind of memories that you keep from it when you're here?
It's where I grew up, and it's my hometown.
So. You're curious to see Serena after the way things happened for her at Wimbledon, and now she's sort of through Stanford. Because you may meet her if you keep winning here.
Well, I'm not looking that far ahead at all, but she's playing great in Stanford right now, so I think she's, you know, the number one player in the world.
Have you been kind of by before at a tournament? Is this the first time?
I don't know, actually. and juniors, yes. I don't even know if I've had one or not. It's great, you know, it's just I know a bit more when I play, and I'll just prepare for that match, whatever, whoever I play.
Two questions?
Considering that you're playing here in Montreal, at least from your own backyard, do you feel any extra or added pressure?
I think there is more pressure, but that's to be expected. You know, it's the situation I'm coming in at now. I think it's normal to feel more pressure, but you know, like Billie Jean King said, pressure is a privilege, and I'm gonna try and embrace it and really just try focus on my first match, try play as well as I can, and I hope, you know, the crowd enjoys it.